In the summer of 1937, a nation was in mourning. It had endured a terrible trauma, a national tragedy. In fact, much of the planet was in shock at what had happened. The world's most famed female flyer, Amelia Earhart, had disappeared amid a riveting voyage to become the first woman aviator to circumnavigate the globe. The 39-year-old Atchison, Kansas native already had quite a list of aerial accomplishments. In 1928, she had been the first female pilot to cross the Atlantic. 4 years later, she did the transatlantic flight solo without a stop. And now, taking a giant leap forward, she attempted to become the first female aviator to fly around the world. Still more impressive, this would be a truly full circling. Earhart aimed to circumvent the Earth at the latitude of the equator, i.e. the largest possible circle, and by the way, also the hottest. The heat itself added further danger to the precarious mission. If Earhart's aircraft happened to crash along the equatorial route, the heat could be a lethal threat to any possibilities of survival. In all, Earhart was widely hailed for these feats of daring. She was often referred to as the Lady Lindy, the female equivalent of flyer Charles Lindbergh, albeit renowned in her own right. She was a household name. She's still famous, taught in schools today as a pioneering woman and making appearances in Hollywood movies. Even today in the 2020s, little girls dress like Amelia Earhart for Halloween. And yet, she became still more famous in death. What has made her memory especially notable was her utterly mysterious disappearance, which still fascinates. And so, it occurred on July 2, 1937. That morning, Earhart took off from Ley, New Guinea in the Central Pacific in her Lockheed Model 10E Electra plane, along with her trusty navigator, Fred Noonan. They left the Ley airfield at 10 a.m. local time, which would have been 12 a.m. GMT. Their destination was Howell Island, a tiny sliver of land easy to miss. It's only about 6,500 feet long and 1,600 feet wide. Howland was 2,556 miles from the Ley airfield. That's long. That's about the distance from West Coast to the East Coast in America today. The trip would take an estimated 20 hours. Alas, Earhart and Noonan never made it to Howell Island. The conventional wisdom has long been that the plane ran out of fuel and went down somewhere in the Pacific, fatally doomed by a failure to locate Howland. Earhart's body was never found. The plane has never been located, perhaps until now. One man believes he has found the actual plane of Amelia Earhart. His name is Tim Mellon, the philanthropist. He has the photos to prove it. In fact, I wrote at length about Mellon and his findings, including the photos, in a lengthy piece at the American Spectator, which you can check out at www.spectator.org. I encourage you to take a look. Tim Mellon believes that Earhart's plane went down near Nicoma Roro, a tiny atoll once known as Gardner Island, one of the Phoenix Islands belonging to the Island Country Republic of Kiribati. Mellon is not alone in this theory. Researcher Rick Gillespie has also followed the Gardner Trail for years. Gillespie and his organization, which is called Tiger, has done over 10 expeditions to the island since 1982 in search of Earhart. If the conclusions of Gillespie and Mellon are accurate, it would mean that Earhart's aircraft did not exhaust its fuel supply searching for Howland Island, and hence crashed and sank in some still undetermined location deep in the Pacific, which many have long believed. Rather, the plane finally has been located just off the coast of Gardner Island. Mellon, in fact, says with confidence, "It's over. Forget about it." To those searching elsewhere for the aircraft, he urges them, quote, "Don't torture yourself anymore. Don't waste another dime on a mission so fraught with impossibility. The visual evidence is compelling," unquote. According to Mellon and Gillespie, Earhart passed Howland Island, went a few hundred miles south, and actually landed on the coast of Gardner Island. At that point, however, unfortunately, the island had no fresh water for her and Noonan to drink from, and the heat was a crazy 110 plus degrees. The two did not survive the elements and perished, probably over a course of weeks, at the island. Mellon, he believes that he's seen the visual evidence underground in the water with pictures of the rudder and other parts of the airplane. Again, they're posted at the article at the American Spectator. Gillespie, he too believes that Earhart made a crash landing at Howland Island. So I say it's high time that we go back to the island and take a close look. One of history's greatest mysteries, the disappearance of Amelia Earhart, may finally be solved. For American Radio Journal, I'm Paul Kengor. Thanks for listening.